Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Poet. We're starting off this morning with a bit of a backdrop for which Washington is starting to work under. Republicans are beginning to become increasingly worried that they will lose the House in the 2018 election. People have been saying this privately to us for the past couple of weeks, but the drumbeat is starting with increasing urgency and resignation. They blame it on a combination of things: President Donald Trump, the drip, drip, drip of the Russia investigations, but even more so on the lack of legislative achievements. Rank-and-file Republican lawmakers have become increasingly frustrated at the committees, which have not produced a drumbeat of legislative victories to tout. There's nothing assured about a healthcare reform package getting passed before August either, and tax and infrastructure spending seem far off on the horizon. So what does this mean? Republicans are going to be less willing to take risks for their leadership and for Trump in particular. And just to remember, the House is in session for just 13 more days, and the Senate is in session for 14 more days before the July 4th recess. Ivanka Trump is up today with a Fox doubleheader. She will be on Fox and Friends this morning in the 7 a.m. hour, and then Ainsley Ironheart will go to the White House Wednesday for a second interview, which will air Thursday. The Washington Post has some big news this morning. Attorneys General for the District of Columbia and the state of Maryland say they will sue President Trump on Monday, alleging that he has violated anti-corruption clauses in the Constitution by accepting millions in payments and benefits from foreign governments since moving into the White House. The lawsuit is the first of its kind brought by government entities. And if a federal judge allows it to proceed, the lawyers are likely to demand Trump's personal tax returns, and it would most likely end up before the Supreme Court. Our colleague Isaac Dovier is giving Playbook a sneak peek on his interview with Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe in his latest off-message podcast. McAuliffe tells Isaac that Russia had help from the quote-unquote treasonous Americans who helped Russia try to destabilize American democracy. Look for more on what McAuliffe thinks about Hillary's speaking out and Onward Together, the Democrats' progressive divide and his plans for 2018 and 2020 coming Tuesday. Alex Burns and J-Mart have the scoop on how divided the opposition is, with a report out of Georgia contrasting Bernie Sanders speaking at a Chicago meeting of progressive devotees and the reality on the ground of party Democrats trying to win the Georgia House seat previously held by Tom Price. The New York Times dives into the role of Trump's personal lawyer, Mark Kasowitz, who has long represented Trump in business but now has taken on the additional role of assisting at the White House. While not an official government employee, the Times reports that he has been talking about establishing an office in the White House to run Trump's legal defense. On the world stage, French President Emmanuel Macron's party is set for a big French parliament majority. And there's more scuttlebutt on whether Trump will or won't visit the United Kingdom this year as planned. Still no final verdict, but Glenn Thrush is reporting in the New York Times that Trump has shown increasing skepticism about making the trip and the typical pre-advance work done by NSC and State Department officials hasn't happened. Happening today, President Donald Trump will be briefed on national security, hold a cabinet meeting, and host the Clemson Tigers football team at the White House to celebrate their football national championship. Vice President Mike Pence is joining in the cabinet meeting, and he will lunch with the president. In the juice, we've got a first for Playbook. Majority Forward, a nonprofit affiliated with the Senate Majority PAC, is launching a $500,000 three-week TV and digital ad buy in West Virginia, supporting Senator Joe Manchin. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch is selling his Colorado home. And a sneak peek, Megyn Kelly previews her interview with conservative radio host Alex Jones to talk about his views, conspiracy theories, and controversies. The full interview will air June 18th. And we want to wish a big congrats to Washington's own Dear Evan Hansen, which won 6 Tonys. We are especially proud of Ben Platt, the star of Dear Evan Hansen, and the winner of Best Leading Actor in a Musical. Ben is Jake's wife's, Irene's, first cousin. Anna, Jake, and Irene, and a whole host of other DCers saw Dear Evan Hansen at Arena Stage and fell in love with it. 6 Tonys. Not bad. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.